This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Academic papers, lectures, and presentations can sometimes reduce real-life people to numbers and statistics. But Carrie Kandrian, a researcher, wanted to convey the humanity of the LGBTQ plus women she's interviewed for work. Agnes Callwood participated in the series and decided to come out as a lesbian at work because of it. Her boss asked her to share the exhibit with the other nurses.
It's time for us to be the same and to be different, and to be okay with being the same and being different.
The series, called Eye to Eye, Portraits of Pride, Strength, Beauty, is on display at the CU Anschutz Medical Campus until mid-January. Chief Justice for Colorado's 5th Judicial District has been removed from his seat and charged with felony menacing. Judge Mark Thompson's former district included Eagle, Lake, and Summit counties. The Colorado Judicial Branch announced his removal over the weekend. According to the Denver Post, the case traces back to an incident in July. Menacing charges are typically handed down in cases where someone is threatened with a weapon and carries up to 3 years in prison. The state recently awarded $6.7 million in grants for its Main Street program. The funds from the Department of Local Affairs are aimed at stimulating investment in downtown areas. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports on some grantees in southeastern Colorado.
The funds will be used for facade and energy improvements. Many of the buildings house small businesses owned by economically or socially disadvantaged people. That includes the state's oldest family-run business, the R&R Market in San Luis. Money is also going to Hugo in Lincoln County for a complete renewal of its downtown. And the historic theater in Flagler, a town of only 700 people, is slated for renovations too. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.